Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis chapter 2, the verses 4b to 17. Genesis 2, 4b to 17. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to walk the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah where there is gold. The gold of that land is good, aromatic resin, and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." My theme for this reflection is cultivating intimacy with God. In Genesis 2, 4b to 17, we delve into a more intimate account of creation, focusing on the foundation of the first human, Adam. This passage reveals the personal nature of God's relationship with humanity as God forms Adam from the dust of the ground and breathes life into his nostrils. God places Adam in the garden, entrusting him with the responsibility of cultivation and stewardship. My dear friends, the theme of divine partnership emerges as we witness God's desire for a close relationship with his creation. God walks with Adam in the garden, providing companionship and purpose. This passage highlights the intimacy God longs to share with humanity, inviting us into a partnership of stewardship and communion. What lessons can we learn for our journey in faith? The first is intimacy with God. The narrative emphasizes the personal and intimate connection God desires to have with us. In our contemporary faith journeys, we are invited to cultivate a deeper intimacy with God through prayer, reflection, and a commitment to seeking His presence. Secondly, stewardship as a sacred duty. God's instructions to Adam to tend and keep the garden underscore our role as stewards of God's creation. This passage challenges us to view stewardship not only as a duty, but as a sacred partnership with God in caring for the world around us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can you deepen your intimacy with God, fostering a personal and meaningful connection in your daily life? Number two, how does the concept of stewardship as a divine partnership shape your perspective on caring for the environment, relationships, and the resources entrusted to you? Gracious God, in the quiet moments of Genesis 2:4b to 17, we witness the beauty of your intimate partnership with humanity. Help us to draw near to you with open hearts, seeking a deeper connection in our faith journeys. Grant us the wisdom and commitment to see stewardship not merely as a duty, but as a sacred partnership with you. May our lives be a reflection of the intimacy and responsibility we share with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.